There's the fanfare. That means it's time to blow into the movies with our in-house movie reviewer, Matt Olien. And Matt, how are you today?
I'm good, Craig.
It's Tyler Owens. He calls himself the Tornado Wrangler.
If you feel it,
Jason!
I said if you feel it,
Jason!
And here we go with our movie review, Matt. The movie, the new movie, Twisters. I guess, is this Twisters version 2? Is that what we're calling it?
You really don't have to see the first film to see this movie. It's not related at all, except for they're chasing tornadoes. So that's the plot.
Special effects, tornadoes, stuff blowing everywhere. Any cows coming across our windshield in this one?
Nothing in that one, but be prepared for a high body count in this one.
Ooh,
yeah, so this is Twisters.
I mean, the obvious question is, how does this one compare?
I think it compares favorably. I think Lee Isaac Chung was an interesting director choice. He's coming off his big success with Minari, which was his autobiographical film about growing up in Arkansas with his South Korean parents, which ended up being one of the better COVID films. So huge departure going from a family drama to directing a huge big budget action picture. This has grossed $222 million already domestic. Now, if it wasn't for Deadpool and Wolverine, this would be the hit of the summer, but it's still a huge hit. I would describe this as a two-hour merry-go-round ride. You get exactly what you pay for. There's going to be big special effects, which I think will be right in there for the Oscar Visual Effects Award later this year when the nominees come out. The effects are great. I did like kind of the surprising backstory that you get immediately within the first 10 minutes. Not going to give that away, but it really informs the entire movie, especially for the main character, who's played by Daisy Edgar-Jones, British actress, most recently seen in Where the Crawdads Sing. And she's good. She kind of fulfills the Helen Hunt role from Twister. She is, you know, this young woman, young girl, who's obsessed with storm chasing, obsessed with meteorology, things like that. But what happens in the opening scene of the film will inform the rest of the film as, you know, we flash forward and she's kind of brought back into the storm chasing, back into Oklahoma through a series of events through her friend played by Anthony Ramos. He's from In the Heights fame. Glenn Powell is in this movie. He's kind of the man of the moment right now, Craig, with his big films Hitman and Top Gun Maverick. He had a big part in that. And Anyone But You was another hit for him last year. He's got this kind of Chris Pratt, down-home country boy charisma. He's the Tornado Wrangler, okay? Tyler Owens shows up in Oklahoma kind of as a competing storm-chasing group, a little more out there, a little more self-promoting than the group that Daisy Edgar-Jones's character joins. Kate is her name in the movie. She joins another kind of competing team in Oklahoma trying to really tame tornadoes. So one of the backstories is her character wants to tame tornadoes, and she's got theories about how to alter the path of tornadoes. I did talk to a friend of mine who does kind of this chasing, because I suspected that the technology on this, and I'm a stickler for this, cloud seeding is a thing, Craig, as you know, but to actually affect the path of a tornado and to like affect it in real time and try to get it so it doesn't hit a town is probably technology that's not there yet. So they get into that in the movie, a little outlandish. I also double-checked with my friend, can there be this many tornadoes in like a one-week span in a movie that you're going to see a lot of? He said, it's possible, but they're not all going to be the big ones. They're going to be little touchdowns. I said, okay, so I can accept that. So these are things that happen in the movies, but the effects are great. The body count is high, so be prepared for some stunning moments where, you know, people are just swept away. But in general, I liked it better than I thought I would. It's a merry-go-round ride. It's not going to win any Oscars except maybe visual effects. Glenn Powell has got a lot of charisma. And one thing to keep your eye on in this movie, Craig, is in the first 20 minutes, who you might think are the good guys and who you might think are the bad guys, don't assume. But that's another interesting thing I think that they set up is who are the good guys and who are the bad guys in this whole storm tracing adventure, because there is a subplot where you're going to find out that there is some possibly nefarious things going on with all this storm chasing, and there might be up to no good.
In this disaster movie genre, is this one going to have legs? Are we going to be talking about it 2 or 3 years from now, or is this going to wait for version 3 or whatever we're going to call it?
I don't know. You know, Twister, the original film, remains kind of a favorite with people. It made a ton of money. I think it was the second biggest hit of 1996. I think people might still be talking about it. And I think that the young stars suggests that maybe there could be a sequel to this with Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones and some others coming back. So it's a solid movie. It's a merry-go-round ride. If that's what you're going for, I think that's what you're going to get.
Matt, you mentioned last week that another movie was going to be in town from our past, and you got to see it.
Yeah, Lawrence of Arabia, back in theaters. This is the restored version that came out in 1989, where Steven Spielberg and Martin Scorsese helped David Lean, then alive, the famous director, put in like two or three scenes that were originally cut from the film to make it the restored version. Yeah, saw this at Westacre Cinema Monday night, 7 p.m., got out at 11:02 p.m. We had an intermission to stretch our legs. No. This is a breathtaking movie, and even seeing it now for like the sixth time, I'll say what I said again. It's a miracle of a movie. You wonder how they shot this. It looks and feels differently than any other movie I've ever seen in cinema history. The look of it, it's breathtaking. It's just, there's no way a movie like this could be made today. There's no way that the pacing, you know, is leisurely, but it's necessary as he crosses the desert to get to Aqaba. You know, the famous one that when they take Aqaba from the Turks, from the back, not from the front, from the ocean where the guns are pointing. Some of these scenes go on a long time, but you're completely engaged. And Peter O'Toole's performance, I think, is one of the five best in the history of movies for a lead actor. He's touched by something in this movie. There's like a miracle going on with his work in this movie. Amazing movie. Glad I got to see it on the big screen.
All right, Matt, let's get back to our trivia question. I'm guessing you knew that in 1996, Twister was one of the first movies to be released on DVD, and it did not win any Academy Awards, but it was nominated for two in 97. What two categories were it nominated in?
I will guess visual effects and sound effects editing.
You are right on the money. Matt Olien reviews movies with us each week on Prairie Public.